Episode number one, The Heart of the Tribe with Carl Barnhill. Here we go, tribe.
This is the Kidman Tribe Podcast. We're helping you as children's pastors, volunteers, and leaders plan, create, and execute incredible life-changing kids worship experiences at your church. With practical tips, coaching, training, and resources from the best in kids ministry around the world. It's time to join the tribe.
Hey everyone, this week's episode of the Kidman Tribe Podcast is brought to you by 1230 Kids. I'm thankful that 1230 is the power behind the Kidman Tribe. Our team has a big heart to resource Kidman leaders, pastors, people that are serving to make their kids' ministry experiences better and reach more kids. Our team comes alongside with ready-made media, games, countdowns, worship, training and equipping, and the Kidman Tribe Podcast. I'll share more with you about 1230 Kids in just a moment. This week on the show, I have the founder of 1230 Media and 1230 Kids, Carl Barnhill. Carl has such a big heart to resource the local church, especially in the area of kids ministry. A couple of months ago, Carl and I were talking and he said, hey, would you be interested in doing a Kidman training podcast and equipping and resourcing podcast that would help leaders? And I said, yes, I'm all about it. I love to come alongside and encourage leaders, train them and equip them, and really just encourage them to reach more kids. And so we kick this podcast off. Today, I have Carl here on the show. We're going to be talking about the heart behind the Kidman Tribe, and then also looking at what God has ahead and some great plans that we have. Carl is also going to be talking to us about how to use media to make our Sunday experiences, our kids ministry experiences, better. And so whether you're just starting out, you're new, whether you're a veteran, or you've been doing it for a little while, and you're just looking for ways to use media to make your experiences better and reach more kids, I want to encourage you, check out today's podcast. You're not going to want to miss what Carl has to say. We'll be jumping in with Carl in just a moment after this message.
Hey guys, I wanted to let you know about a huge grand opening sale going on right now at 1230kids.com. 1230 Kids is our kids ministry brand, bringing you ready-made media, custom media, and training for your kids' worship experiences. We're letting the first 100 subscribers that use our code FIRST100 get our entire ready-made kids library for 50% off the normal price. Jump on it quick as it is filling up very fast. Just go to 1230kids.com/go. That's 1230kids.com/go. Sign up for our annual plan and enter the code FIRST100 at checkout to make our annual plan drop from $396 a year down to $198 a year. Also, this code will allow you to be grandfathered in at 50% off every single year you renew. So it's 50% off for life for you at 1230kids.com/go. Again, it's only the first 100 subscribers that use this code. Go to 1230kids.com/go, sign up for our annual plan, and enter the code FIRST100 at checkout. That's 1230kids.com/go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kidman Tribe Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Noble. We have a very special guest with us today. Carl Barnhill is in the house. He is the owner of 1230 Media. Man, Carl, thank you for being here today.
Man, I am super excited, super pumped to be hanging out with you. Man, this first podcast for yes. The Kidman Tribe, man, I am so pumped about it. And man, to have you on the team and to have you doing it is just a joy, man. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. 1230 Media has been involved in a lot of church media for adult services, worship services. I love your guys's the vision behind 1230 to make Sundays better. And you're stepping into the Kidman world. And I love your heart to touch students and Kidman leaders with great media. Tell me, like, kind of what led you to head into that direction?
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of background. So previous from starting 1230 Media full-time, from launching full-time, I worked for two large churches, one in Mississippi and then most recently New Spring Church in South Carolina.
Awesome.
And both of these churches, I was a media content producer, especially the one in Mississippi. I was like the only media content creator for the Sunday Experience Church of five campuses, right?
Wow.
Like 15,000, 20,000 people on Sunday. One of the largest churches in Mississippi, and I was it. And God kind of laid it on my heart that, you know, if I'm the only guy for a church this size, there's no way a church of 200, 300 people, are grabbing a guy like me or creating a position that creates media content for the worship experience and for other things. It's become a little bit more popular now, but not back then.
Yeah.
And one thing that you'll appreciate is I was so caught up and so overwhelmed in creating media content for the big church, you know, the adult worship experience.
Right.
That I always wanted to do, you know, I would walk into the kids space and I think of a million ideas of, there could be a countdown here and a cool video here.
Right.
And oh man, your camp, I could make it awesome. With all this video content and stuff, but I never got a chance to really do that.
Right.
Occasionally here and there, but just the time factor.
Yeah.
And so when we started 1230 Media, we got to serve a lot of different churches and ministries of different sizes. And from early on, several kids ministries started coming to us for content. Seeds Family Worship was one of our first kids ministries that we served. And then, the list has grown. It's such an amazing list of clients that we get to serve, like Awana and Answers in Genesis and Yancey and all these Go Curriculum and all these others. So we've served kids ministries over the years, making custom graphics and video for these folks. But yeah, now we're really stepping into the, making it official, so to speak, I guess.
Yeah.
With 1230 Kids. And doing a ready-made media library as well as custom media for kids church, kids church and ministries, and then training, which is where this podcast comes into play, training to help children's pastors and leaders enhance the worship experience, bring it up a level.
Totally. Well, and you make a good point of churches of 10 to 15,000 might have one for the Sunday worship experiences and they have none for kids ministry. And so imagine a church of 300-400 where children's leaders are wanting good media, but there's no chance they're going to have an opportunity. And I think 1230 is such a great solution to really helping churches of those sizes look sharp. I mean, our kids are so into media right now. They're seeing what happens, and man, let's get to church and have that same kind of life-changing media people that are there. And I love this podcast because there is a tribe of people who are so passionate about reaching kids and volunteers and leaders. And when we were dreaming about the name of this podcast, you just sit there and you say, there's literally a tribe of people who are so passionate. There's going to be kids leaders that are listening to this, people that are passionate about what they do. And I really do. I think it's a tribe. I think it's people who are in the same vein, same heart for ministry. And one of the things kids ministry has that's so big is the amount of volunteers that serve across the spectrum in churches across America. And that's really where we want to dig into is how do we help children's pastors? How do we help leaders? How do we help volunteers do their kids ministry experiences better?
Well, let me turn that back around on you. Why don't you give us some of your experience in kids ministry? You're not new to this game, at all. Give us a little background about how you've served in kids ministry over the years.
Definitely. So I was a children's pastor for 7 years in Stockton, California. That's kind of where I started out ministry. And then I went to the Assemblies of God National Office as their national children's ministry director. So I've seen kind of the whole gamut of where children's pastors, children's leaders, volunteers live. And one of my big passions is how do we train and equip leaders to reach kids better? And I don't know about you, but the voices of this world today are so loud in our kids' ears that I think the church just has to be, we're not going to compete, but we're going to tell them the truth so that they know the truth. And then
from the national office, I went to Port Angeles, Washington, where I was a lead pastor. I figured that I could affect kids ministry almost as much from that spot as I could from being a children's pastor, and then went to St. Louis, Missouri, where I was a lead pastor. The story of breakthrough happened there. If you've seen the 20th Century Fox movie, I was the real pastor in that story. So I've been out on the road for the last 3 and 4 years, really promoting that. And then now we just planted a church a year and a half ago in the Rogue Valley in Medford, Oregon, where we're really focused on reaching families and children. And I'm telling you, planting in the middle of a pandemic has been crazy, but it's been awesome. It just makes a ton of sense. So that's really where my passion lies, though, is how do we equip leaders? How do we train leaders? And I'm excited about this podcast because we're bringing really the best of children's ministry together. The leaders that are here, we've got Yancey on the schedule, Jim Weidman, Brian Dollar. I mean, you look at like who's on the schedule coming up, and it is going to be, I think it's going to be a life-changing podcast.
And I do too. Your list of guests already is incredible. And I'm so excited for people to learn from veterans in the space.
Totally.
People that are not just there to run for the next cool thing. No, right. This is about how do we disciple kids? How do we craft our experiences in a way that reaches kids where they are lifelong followers of Jesus?
Exactly. And we're going to grapple with some of the hard issues in kids ministry, the things that, you know, maybe need to be done differently or looked at in a different perspective, and the equipping of leaders. And I mean, so like, it's going to be, I really feel like making our kids ministry experiences better, man, has a ton of legs that we're going to look at, and really in a practical way too. Cause I know sometimes we, as leaders, we hear stuff and it's not practical. Like, how do you actually go out and you use it and you apply it? And so we're really focused on that. And I think today more than ever, after 2 years of this pandemic, people are just scratching their head going like, what is churching going to look like? I mean, there's a lot of rethinking and rethought process, and kids ministry is a big part of that. I mean, I know kids leaders are looking at restarting their ministry because most of their volunteers have quit. And so really looking at those kind of perspectives and ideas. And it starts with media. It starts with a good, you know, that's why I love 1230, because 1230 kids, it's a great basis foundation. If you're looking at revamping your kids ministry, it's a great place to start.
Yeah. One issue that I hear children's pastors talk about a lot.
Yeah.
Is how to make their teaching content and material easy for volunteers to share and execute. And I think you hit on that. If we're restarting, which a lot of ministries are.
Yeah.
And I get that question at conferences a lot, is how do I bring my volunteers back? And the sad truth sometimes is if they're not back by now, I don't know if they're coming back. So let's hit reset.
Yep.
Let's go after new ones and try to craft a new a new era, a new chapter. I think as we do that, how do we make the teaching content and the media material? How do we make everything very easy and accessible for the leaders and the volunteers to run?
That's a great question.
And I think that we we serve a lot of curriculum that do that. And so one thing that we're trying to do at 1230 Kids is make high quality media content affordable for churches and ministries. So, you know, we've tried to do that with Awana and Seeds and Nancy and Go Curriculum and Doorpost Songs and others some people might have a misconception that, these big ministries have a lot of money to spend.
Yeah. Which,
you know, unfortunately, the case is we all are on a budget.
Right. Exactly.
So how do we make high quality media content affordable for not only the church with ready-made stuff? You know, you can go on our 1230 Kids site and pick up stuff for, $5, $10 a la carte or by subscription.
The monthly subscription's incredible.
Yeah, it's $400 a year for the whole thing. We're dumping content in there at a rapid rate.
And I bet as people listen to the podcast, we'll throw in a couple deals to even help with that. So you never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely, man. Well, yeah. And also too, with the custom space is how can we, I mean, some of these ministries will not be able to afford some big, huge agency to come in and do a lot of motion graphics, videos and stuff like that. So we really do have an incredible mission and heart to help some of these ministries make it really affordable to not have, you know, lower quality content, but really keep the bar high on the media content, really make it accessible for volunteers.
Let's talk custom for just a minute, because I know as a children's pastor, I would have events like camps and VBS and things like that I would need artwork made for, and I had no one to go to. So when we're talking about custom children's leaders and volunteers and people that are in kids ministry, that is where you are able to take your thoughts and your ideas, take it to 1230 Media, and they create it for you. And so, like, me, that's an incredible win. Where I may not have a graphic designer on the church staff, or I may not have video people on the church staff, but I've got a partner with 1230 Media who will come and do custom for way cheaper than what you could find in many different places. And that heart, Carl, of like, hey, we want to equip the church, it shows in all of that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That is the case. We are your creative team.
Yeah.
And a lot of churches, especially in the kids space, you know, you might not come to us for every little thing custom. Right. You know, you might use our ready-made media library to pick up a bunch of things that are pre-made that you can even edit yourself. But the custom, you know, you may not come to us for every single thing, but you might come to us for those kids camps.
Yeah.
The VBS, like you mentioned, like, okay, we have a little bit of money to spend on the camp. We want to make it we do our own camp. We want to make it awesome. Yeah. We're your creative team that you don't have to hire a full-time, you know, $50,000-$60,000 a year guy.
Yeah.
You know, come to us. We'll do it for a third, a fraction of the cost, depending on the amount of content that you need.
Totally. I mean, and that goes for your like lead pastor, if he's needing, I mean, wherever you're at, that custom perspective is so important. So I want to dig into our questions, because we always ask kind of the same questions in these podcasts. And we've talked about it a little bit, but what is one issue? I know you've mentioned it, that you hear children's leaders talking about, and your thoughts about how to solve that issue. And I know you talked about it a little bit, but kind of dig in a little bit more.
Yeah, I'll dig in a little bit more. So, I think the biggest thing is, how do I make it easy? You know,
yes.
You know, there's a difference that we found with the big church media content that we create versus the kids content that we create, in that the big church, the senior pastor is more don't preach my sermon for me. Like, I you know, this is what I'm hired to do. This is what I'm trained to do and called to do. Write the sermon, prepare and teach the sermon. Great. But that pastor might not have the ability in the media content area. So we can provide ready-made and custom graphics and video to support that pastor.
Yeah.
With the kids ministry, it's kind of a 180. It's kind of, I don't have the gifting in teaching and preaching, or I might have a little bit of gifting in teaching, but I don't have time to write my own curriculum or my own sermon.
Right.
Can you just give that to me?
Totally. And some people feel like maybe they're not even creative enough to like, okay, I can write it, but what do the pieces look like and the object lessons?
That's right.
You know, all of that. And then do I even have the time to do that? Especially if you're a volunteer, right?
Exactly right. And that's a lot of kids ministry. And you could speak to this a lot more than I can. As far as kids ministry, there might be a full-time staff member.
Maybe.
But maybe they're not, there's not, maybe there is a part-timer, maybe there's two part-timers, maybe there's just a group of volunteers that are trying to, you know, I'm not paid, but I'm going to be the kids director and try to help the kids at my church.
Because they're passionate. They're passionate. Right. I mean, and I think you're going to see that more and more. If you went out to look to hire a children's pastor right now, they're non-existent. I mean, it's crazy how you look at the list of churches that are looking. So more than likely, it's going to be a volunteer. It's going to be two part-timers, like you said, people that are raised up in the church.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's a big issue right now, is how do I give it to me where it's easy.
Yes.
And we don't write curriculum. We are going to be partnering with some curriculum folks to include that in our ready-made library shortly. Yeah. But we don't write curriculum, but we do provide the media content. So we can talk about this further, but I would say, you know, grabbing a curriculum and then also grabbing our library between a curriculum for your year and our library to help supplement with mini movies and games and graphics and stuff. You really have everything that you need for your year.
I agree. I totally agree. What do you think that there's one thing, if there's one thing a children's leader can do to make experiences better, what do you think that is?
Man, I would say focus on relationships. And I know that, you know, I'm the media guy. Why not, you know, oh, he's going to say media. Nope. I'm going to say relationships, because I think that the secret sauce in ministry always is pastoring first.
Yes.
You know, when I would lead volunteer teams, pastor first.
Yes.
You know, when I'm leading kids, pastor first. You know, they're not going to, kids, I don't remember one video. And, you know, when I was a kid, I don't remember one. We're probably old enough for Flannel Graph or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but, Flannel Graph is back, man.
Yeah. 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 It's making a comeback. But I don't remember any major lesson. I mean, I kind of remember the stories, you know, but here's my point. My point is, what I remember most is the relationships.
Yes.
I remember that teacher, that mentor, that, you know, that person that taught me about Jesus.
Totally.
And I believe that that's what kids are going to remember. I don't think they're going to remember a video.
And to be honest, say,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't interrupt you. Go ahead. I was just going to say, to be honest, we can't compete with the world's version of media. I mean, we can do our best, but it's relationship that wins the day. You know, I think that's a huge piece.
Yeah. So I would say, don't let the cool, which we can make cool.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't let the cool overshadow the connection with your kids. You know, we make incredible, our team is incredible. We make awesome content, but the media content should enhance and help you illustrate God's word.
Yes.
It shouldn't replace it.
Right.
You know, we're not advocating for, oh, we'll just show these videos.
Right.
How to do it. No.
Yeah.
It does not replace the relationship that you have with your kids.
And I think
you are making a difference, even though you might think, well, what am I doing here? Am I even making an impact? Yes. Yes, you are.
And I think that if anything we've learned in the last couple of years, you can't replace in-person face-to-face learning with online. I mean, it just doesn't happen. People are disconnected. And so I love that. Relationship is so important. So, go ahead.
I was going to say also, a couple things here as you, you had asked me to prepare for this question. So I would say that's number one is the relationships. Yep. I would say secondly, is to spend, I might get in trouble here, but to spend money on a couple of key pieces of gear.
Yeah.
Okay. So if kids pastors can find some way to spend money, and I'm going to tell you what these two things are, then executing your children's experiences will take it up a notch.
Yep.
Several notches. And that is this. One is an iMac computer.
Yep.
An iMac, a permanent iMac computer that sits in your kid's space.
Yes.
And two is a presentation software. Now, I'm going to recommend 3, ProPresenter, Easy Worship, or Media Shout. I'm cool with either one of those, but your iMac is going to run you about $1,500. Your seat license on a ProPresenter, let's say, is going to run about $400.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm asking here. I know I'm asking you to spend $2,000 to get these two major pieces of equipment for your ministry. And I know that the thought is $2,000 is my budget for the next 10 years.
Right.
I know. But I would very much say, and I'd love your opinion on this.
Yeah.
I very much think that it is worth the investment. It's worth doing the barbecue fundraisers to raise $2,000 to get these two pieces of.
Well, and you might even share with a parent who has a real passion for their kids. I mean, and to me, and I think you bring up a good point, because a lot of people can't really even envision, like, okay, how do we go from not having anything or a little bit of, you know, tools and media to make it happen? I mean, you can go on eBay and get a refurbed iMac. You can go, you know, you can go, and I would add a third thing that I think we need on our list is a projector. If you don't have a projector to show that and shine it up, you know, and so, and I think you could, you can go on and you can find those things online on eBay. eBay is your friend. I mean, like I'm Mr. eBay when it comes to looking at how we buy things and saving money. I'm a church planner. So, you know, I mean, we had to go that route. So there's really creative ways that you can do that. And I think it's a matter of just start dreaming, start looking at it. And I agree with you. Those are great tools to have in your arsenal as children's leaders and volunteers. You can even do that. I mean, start looking and like, okay, how do we start to build this and make it a priority?
And man, I hate to ask, you know, kids pastors to spend money. I really do.
We love to though. We love to. We love to spend money.
Right. But I really do think, in fact, I was asked on Facebook the other day, like what would you you know, I'm after a $300 laptop. What would you recommend?
Yeah.
And I had to say, I don't think that's the right solution for you.
No.
Like you can find, you know, you can find a car for $100. Sure. Do you think that car is going to get you from point A to point B for that long?
Right. Exactly.
I don't think so.
Exactly.
So it's a Band-Aid. So I, you know, go for the Band-Aid at first if you need to, but eventually we need to do the fundraisers to get, and this is a one-time thing for the next 4 or 5 years.
And if you spend well, those iMacs will last, they will last you. I mean,
they will.
Where a PC is, you know, I mean, even you can go on Apple and get them refurbed. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do that.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, you know, if you can get that in your budget, it will literally take you up a couple of notches.
It really will. You know, yeah. So I would say relationships and then those two things is get the right couple pieces of gear in place. And I would say three, invest in a good curriculum and our 1230 Kids media library. Now, I'm not trying to sound like a, you know, commercial here. And I know that neither one of us are like, you know, they can folks can find media content anywhere. But I would say that we're in a unique position in that we serve a lot of the kids ministries that are out there. We're kind of the back end producer that not a lot of people know about. And that when you go on and you're getting Awana, we're making that.
Right.
You go on and get Go curriculum. We've made that.
Yep.
Doorpost songs, us. Yancey, us. Seeds, family worship, us.
Yeah.
And so we are kind of in this space of creating the content that is being used in kids ministries. So I would say a good curriculum, like and I would just suggest an Awana or a Go curriculum. And I'll give you some prices on that. So Go curriculum is going to cost between $600 and $1,400 a year based on your kids' size, your size of kids ministry. Bright from Awana, which could be your midweek, it costs between $500 and $1,900 a year. And then our 1230 Kids library is $400 a year. So I would say those two things, a curriculum and our ready-made kids library, will set you up for your entire year.
Right.
So you're going to have a $2,000 one-time purchase for an iMac and ProPresenter or a presentation software. That's going to be $2,000 one time for the next 4 or 5 years. And then you're going to spend around $2,000 a year. Now, I know I've just blown people's mind. And
yeah.
Well, what's your response as a church planner, me telling you got to spend $4,000 this year?
Well, I mean, we will spend close to that as a church planner. I mean, in curriculum costs alone, you know, I mean, so I don't just talk about 1230 Kids. We have a subscription to it. And so we've been using 1230 Kids and our kids leaders love that. We use Grow curriculum, which has been awesome. I mean, great. And, you know, to be honest, Carl, I'll just give this out too. Let's say, man, I can't afford the curriculum, but I can afford 1230 Media. Lifechurch.tv gives out children's ministry curriculum at no cost. I mean, so don't let that.
KidSpring the same way, NewSpring.
Yeah.
I worked.
Maybe it's a matter of, okay, we're going to start with the free curriculum, but we're going to do 1230 and we're going to get set with our stuff. And then down the road, you look at like a Grow or you look at like, you know, but I always say that churches prioritize what's important to them by the money that they spend. And so, you know, I think in this discussion, don't let the money part of that really shut you down. There are creative ways that you can add media into your services. And so again, I mean, when you look at $2,000 in a year, you're not, I mean, and the one thing about Grow curriculum, when you talk about spending, that includes your preschool, your nursery, and your elementary. So that deals with all of those different age groups.
Yeah, that's one I didn't mention. We do a lot of their custom work as well. Stuff you can use Grow curriculum.
Grow. And so, like, I mean, you look at them, and we're not, I mean, we're not none of these guys are sponsoring us at this point. So we're just telling you about who they are. And, you know, we love that. And we want to be a resource for you.
And I think I really want people to hear our heart in that. In that, look, there are a lot of great people in this space.
Yes.
Like me and you know these people personally.
Yes.
And we're not going to pitch you, you know, stuff just to sell stuff.
Right.
Like, we're going to point you to places that are friends of ours that are doing incredible stuff.
Right. And we know their hearts.
That might be a great fit for your ministry.
Exactly. We know their hearts. We know who's behind it. And that's not always, you know, I mean, that doesn't always happen. So we want to point you to the right curriculum and really help you with all of that. And that's going to be the things. You got to have tools to make it work. And so, in fact, I would just say, if you have questions, you need strategy, you need people to talk that through with you, respond to my email address. You can see it here, you know, and also throw some questions every week. Every time we do these podcasts, we'll answer those questions for you, and we want to help you. So, you know, in closing, man, it's been a great time together. What do you want to leave us with, Carl, in closing? The Kidman Tribe, this is the beginning, the first time. I think we'll look back and we're going to look back and just go, man, thank you, God, for this idea. I could see lots of stuff coming out of this podcast.
Man, I would say a couple of things. I would say, one thing I would love for children's leaders to know is that God can provide.
Yes.
You know, when I've talked about, or when I see people at conferences and they're looking around and going, I don't even know where to start, or it's going to take some of my budget, or, you know, I don't have the money for this, or different things, not just with us, but with others. You know, I think my takeaway is that God can provide.
Amen.
That the content providers are really trying our hardest to make high quality content as affordable as we possibly can.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be cheap looking. We don't want it to be poor. We want it to be high quality, but also affordable, that churches can get to it. So I would say we're probably kind of at our limit of that, and that we've gotten it about as cheap as we can get it. And so I think my prayer for children's ministry leaders would be to embrace the fact that where God guides, he provides.
Amen.
Where he's leading, you know, he will raise somebody up to provide the funds maybe that you need. And I'm not a big, huge fan of begging for money. You know, I did radio for years, and I would never do the telethon, you know, begging for money on the, that would just, but I would say casting vision and presenting opportunities to your congregation of the needs in kids ministry would be, you know, here's what our ministry can do with this money or these funds would be great. I think, you know, one thing I would want kids pastors to know, and children's leaders and volunteers, is don't give up. You're making an impact. I know that, you know, folks are really tired right now.
They're
really exhausted.
Yep.
And you know, I know the energy it's taking to continue to fight. And it's worth it.
It is.
I really do think it's worth it to stay in the fight, to keep impacting the kids that God has brought along to your path. It might not be the numbers that it once was, but were you chasing numbers anyway? Or are we chasing hearts?
Totally.
You know, does it matter to that starfish kind of thing? Totally. You know, it matters. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm with you. And, you know, it's interesting now. My first kids, when I started out in children's ministry, are now getting married and having kids. And you don't see a lot of those seeds sprout when you're doing kids ministry. It's not till very much later on. And you look at what God helped to pour into those kids' lives and the difference that it makes. I promise you are making a difference. And so, man, as we get ready to close, Carl, will you pray
for
the children's ministry leaders that are listening? And before we do that, where do they find us? Where do they find us? Tell us
Yeah, for 1230 Kids, you can go to 1230kids.com. 1230kids.com is our entire kids ministry site.
Yeah.
There you'll find the ready-made library, the custom stuff, and the training, which is where this podcast will live. So 1230kids.com.
Awesome. And thanks for investing in leaders. I mean, you don't have to do a podcast like this. You don't have to, you know, you could create the media and it would be all done. And what I love is the fact that, no, we want to step it forward with not just great tools, but great training too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll pray for us.
Let's do it.
Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity to get to minister, to get to serve your bride, the church, the Big C Church, Father. And Lord, I pray for Jason and I, Lord, that even through this time together today, that, Lord, this is not a commercial. We're not trying to make money and get rich. Certainly, we know that you know, ministry is not where it's at to make a big pile of money. But we're after it for the heart of people, the hearts of people. We want to see people give their lives to you. We want to see life change happen in the churches across America, across the world. We want to see people become dedicated followers of you, that not just a one-time decision that's flippant. We want to see them be followers and disciples of you. So coming to faith in you and being disciples of you. Jesus, Lord, we praise you for that. We know we will see that through this ministry, through ministry of churches throughout this country and around the world. Lord, thank you for using us to play a small role in that. But Lord, I pray that we can be used through this podcast to help ministry leaders, pastors, and volunteers. Learn how to enhance their kids' worship experiences, how to take it to the next level, enhance their media content, how to enhance their curriculum, and how do they do media well in their experiences? How do they plug stuff up, and how do they play yes, things, and what are some cool, fun ideas to reach kids? And we know that it's not the media and the cool that the kids will remember. It's the relationships with leaders, and ultimately their relationship with you.
Thank you.
And so, Lord, I pray that we as a ministry and that kids pastors will give you glory for the impact that we see. And it's in your name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Carl, thank you so much. I'm excited to see what God's going to do as we start this journey together. And you have any final last words for us?
No, man, I appreciate you. I'm so excited for what God's going to do through this podcast. Man, you're just getting started on this journey, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm so glad that you are in it. I love your heart for ministry and for leaders, and man, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being in it.
Hey, thank you. Until next time, Kidman Tribe, go out and serve God and reach kids. We can't wait to talk with you. Check out our next upcoming podcast. Carl, thanks again.
Thanks, man.
Hey everyone, Jason here. If you're still planning your Easter this year, I want to share with you about a giveaway happening on the 1230 Kids website right now. 1230 Kids is giving away some free Easter egg hunt graphics. Just go to 1230kids.com/EGG. That's 1230kids.com/EGG. Add the graphics to your cart and use the code EGG22, that's A22, to make them free. So that's 1230kids.com/egg and use the code EGG22 at checkout and make them free. Do not miss this great opportunity to transform your kids' ministry today with great graphics and a great event for Easter.
We would love to hear from you. What are some of the thoughts, questions, ideas you would like to hear more about? You can submit your thoughts and questions to thekidmantribe.com/mailbag. And be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know.
Hey, everyone. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and become an official part of the tribe. Just search Kidman Tribe Podcast on YouTube to find us. like us on Facebook. Please, please, please go and like us and share it with all of your friends, everyone that you know that's serving in kids ministry and that could be encouraged by this podcast. Thank you for being a part of our very first, that's right, the very first Kidmen Tribe podcast. If you have questions or input or thoughts, we'd love to hear from you, especially to help us guide and direct some of the future Kidmen Tribe podcast topics. We'll also work on answering questions every time we get together. You can submit your ideas and your questions to the Kidmen Tribe mailbag by following the information on your screen below. In 2 weeks on the show, I'm going to welcome Yancey. Yancey is one of my favorites. This is one of my favorite interviews that we've done here on the podcast, and I can't wait for it. Yancey is one of the foremost experts on discipling kids and engaging them in worship. She's just released a new book that every Kidmen leader needs to read, and we're going to be talking about this. This book alone could transform the way that you do worship in kids ministry and really transform the way that your kids worship. I promise you're going to enjoy this great interview and you don't want to miss it. That's 2 weeks from today. So share the Kidmen Tribe podcast with everyone you know. Thank you for joining me today. You are loved, you're appreciated, and what you do changes lives for eternity. I'm your biggest fan and I'm cheering you on always. You are my heroes. Go get them, Tribe. I'll catch you here in 2 weeks on the Kidmen Tribe podcast.
The Kidmen Tribe podcast is a production of 1230 Kids. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your kids' ministry, visit kidmentribe.com.